fighting so you can watch everyone around you die. Think, Mark. You'll outlast every fragile, insignificant being on this planet. What will you have after 500 years?
Are you dead? I still have you.
Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high quality nerd commentary, we got my son Colton, aka Pizza Parker. So this for the people.
Colton, aka
we doing Adderall. Invincible. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we doing Invincible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, it's your boy Colton, aka one half of the Potter twins.
Okay.
Yeah, we breaking out of prison. We going crazy, and then we might have to go back. Who fucking knows? AKA Rexplode, but on these hoes. That's what we Rexplode on the
hoes. Okay, that sounds like a Night Demon AKA, but all right, okay.
AKA the number one black Viltrumite. Yes, sir, I look like Steve Harvey, but I got hair. Take it away, man. It's good
to- Yo. And as always, you know, we got Gas in the building just floating around doing his own thing. You know what I mean? Oh, that's it. That Gas. You know what I mean? If you pay for the Patreon, you see what he just did. And you know who it is. Your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. the Fly Mitch, the Fly Termite. You know what I mean? A.k.a. Gat Samson.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Man.
A.k.a. Ray Allen, the alien. You know what I mean? A.K.A. Guardian of the Basin, nigga. You know where the hood is from, nigga? A.K.A. Think, Green Lantern. Think!
Think!
Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast. How you feeling, bro?
Y'all feel it. I feel it great. How y'all feeling, man? Yo, how you feeling, brother?
Nah, I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? By the time you guys hear this, I believe it should be like this week. Invincible's dropping season two. We waited a long fucking time.
We waited a pandemic and shit.
Like we went through some shit.
We waited such a long time that I'm almost done reading Invincible. If you know how long Invincible is, I'm almost finished reading that shit. Yo, so far ahead that like I had to like literally rewatch the first season to make sure that I don't spoil shit.
Yo, I bought the first, because you know it's like a compendium, so it's like three of them shits. I bought the first one. I have not read it yet, because that shit is just thick, bro. Oh, that shit is like, that shit is like double C thick, nigga. Like that shit, that shit is like fucking peanut butter on like a KFC biscuit thick, nigga. Like,
I went through it.
Shit is thicker than the plot, nigga.
I'll tell you this much. This is what I'll tell you. I went through a 3-month stretch of reading, and I'm not finished.
That's why I haven't started. I wanted to get through a lot of my other comics first, but I'm gonna get to it eventually. Cause I know like the second season is probably like 8 episodes, maybe like 8 to 10. And it's Amazon, so they're not gonna go too crazy.
This one was 8, so I'm
about 8. I'm just happy that it's back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause the first season was great, especially for someone like me that like I've been curious about Invincible. I just didn't get around to it to finally see it. And it's like, oh, this is what I've been missing out on. Like, I need, you know what I mean? And that's what inspired me to go out and get, like, the fucking book. Because it was that good. Especially for just 8 episodes. And there's, like, you know, you don't have to know a backstory or anything. You can literally just jump right in and just... Because there's mad people I know that they never read any of the comics. They had no idea who Mark is. Nothing. Just jumped into the Amazon show and fucking loved it. Especially that first episode, nigga.
It makes it kind of... digest.
Yes.
It's almost like I'm gonna make a
just go
take,
just go it just go.
It's almost like Amazon knows how to make superhero media.
Hey,
it's almost listen, like Amazon is
they
the,
two for two, bro.
The best right now at making superhero media. Hey, no, they 3 for 3 because Gen V is fucking crazy.
Hey,
we'll
you're right.
It's almost like Amazon is like what. Comic book shit can we make?
They spitting.
We've been a kill list.
They spitting right now. Be so, honest with you.
I will just say that this series is so beginner friendly, but also like super friendly to the people who read. I'm like the opposite. I'm a nigga who like I heard Invincible, I started reading.
Hey, nigga, they've been going crazy. They I felt like they made a statement that first episode. Because it was like, I was watching that first episode. It's like, okay, this is cool. But then that final like 5 minutes is just silence. And that nigga smoked their fucking boots the way I would expect like a Superman to smoke niggas' boots. It was like, holy shit. Like, oh, this is what we doing.
It was almost like a better version of that Justice League scene.
Exactly.
For real, it was though.
Yes.
Crazy.
That shit was fucking fire. And no, that's what kind of hyped me up. And then on top of that, they have probably, and I might be, you know, jumping off of a fucking cliff, they have one of the best like voice cast, like acting voice.
Oh, absolutely.
That lineup, nigga, is fucking crazy.
AK Simmons. Stephen Yeun?
My nigga, you know what I mean? Who else they got? They got Abraham. Like, if you watch The Walking Dead, the first couple seasons, they got like a lot of them niggas. They got Abraham, they got Maggie, they got Morgan. They got Aaron. If you know, remember Aaron, he's the one who lost his arm.
Yes.
He had like the spear shit. Like you said, they got my son Stephen Yeun. They got Ezekiel, the nigga that had the tiger and shit. They got a crazy fucking voice cast. And then they still threw in Seth Rogen to be Alan. And like, they got
the
like
a boy.
Yeah. they got a nice fucking cast.
It's just that first episode of establishing like the status quo. Like,
yes.
You can see that
it set the tone.
Is that
man? Yes.
He is that man.
But he moving crazy, man.
Crazy. And you get to that last 5 minutes and you like, oh, this is not what it seems at all.
No, this thing is different.
Wilds out. Takes them all out in like the craziest ways. And then you just like, where is this
going? Yeah, exactly. And I felt like that was such a great way to like introduce not just him, but like the show. Where it's just like, oh, this is not just a cartoon, y'all. Like, just to let you know, like, niggas die in this. Like, it's gory, like it's all that shit. And I loved it. And just about every time that nigga let loose on the Flaxons.
Yeah.
That nigga was just, I was just like, yo, why he moving like
even
this?
Even like the Flaxons. Like, they just pop out. They're always more prepared the next time they pop out.
Them niggas is like alien Batman, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
we went back and did prep time.
Exactly.
For y'all niggas, because we remember y'all from the last time, nigga. And like it's weird the way they come back mad like prepared, because it's almost like the niggas come through, they get smoked, and they're like,
they ran the tape. Know what I mean, they went back.
Yeah, they said we got to figure it out what they doing. That nigga says
triangle offense. We got to work this shit out. You know
that
what I mean?
Nigga's a shot block. We got to get him out the fucking paint immediately.
Foul him out. Get him out of here.
He can't shoot free throws. We got to get him out.
Hack Shaq, nigga.
Yeah, facts. Yo, they was going crazy. They couldn't hack Omni though.
Yo, no.
They couldn't hack Omni.
No, can't keep that nigga out the paint, nigga.
Crazy. That nigga went into their locker room. Yo, that fucking smoked the whole lot. Smoked the whole facility.
That nigga did like the fusion with Anthony Mason.
Yo,
and just was like, yo, 93 Knicks, nigga. Elbows, nigga. Fuck out of here. Nigga. Like
99 defense, 99 offense. Nigga.
99 offense for real, yeah, nigga. Like off crazy. The court, nigga. Like we going fucking nuts.
It was crazy.
Let me see who else. Titan and Invincible versus Machine Head and the goons. That was a good fight. I do like the fights in this overall. Like I don't feel like any of them really disappointed. It felt more visceral. It didn't feel like it was choreographed. It felt like an actual person was trying to like with powers was trying to fend off, because you look at a lot of the teen teens or whatever, like
teen team,
those niggas fight rough. Like it doesn't feel like this is exactly, it doesn't feel, it's not like Teen Titans, you know what I mean, where they're a little bit more cohesive with their fighting and they play off each other's power. These niggas were just brawling.
Teenagers just trying to scrap.
Exactly. It's just like, yo, we just all happen to have powers. Fuck it. Like, we just gonna try to take you out, nigga.
But here's a goat who just wants to feel something. Battle Beast.
Yo.
We fucking love Battle Beast. Even though he beat the fuck out of Mark.
Hey. I felt like Simba, nigga. You got it. Get up!
No, I felt like that meme. He's already in the sentence. Yeah. He's already dead. Like,
I was like, God damn. I was like, nigga, you the star. God, like,
damn, nigga, stop getting your face punched and stop blocking with your face, I man. Was like,
That's not a visible strategy, nigga. It's not a viable strategy.
It's not gonna work. It's brother. not gonna work every time.
I was like, how you gonna protect us? You hoping to tire them out? Like,
yo, it's not gonna work. These niggas like to fight, especially Battle Beast.
Yo, Battle Beast was going crazy, son.
Great character.
That nigga went crazy for no reason.
So after the Guardians of the Globe get smoked, there's the new Guardians of the Globe.
Yeah.
Cecil, who was basically like a Nick Fury, Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
Like, he is like, oh, there's a lot of bullshit going on, man. And then he goes to Robot, the most calculated. And I will say, the first time I was introduced to Robot, I felt like this nigga a little evil.
He felt a little oppy. A little oppy.
Kind of weird. A little oppy. And I felt like even Cecil choosing him was like, oh, you definitely the weird. Like, he was like, I need you to make the new Guardians of the Globe. Then we get Monster Girl, Black Samson, Kate. And my boy Rex Blood. I fuck with Rex Blood. I don't care what nobody say, man. Everyone was like, I hate Rex Blood. He's a dickhead. I don't care. That's my fucking boy, man. I fucks with Rex Blood, man. I don't care. That name, hilarious.
That's a great name. Honestly.
Great fucking name.
That's a great name. But it was clever. It was clever.
Yeah. And that new Guardians of the Globe team, I really fuck with Black Samson. I fuck with Black Samson.
I do too. I feel like he got Vegeta'd.
OD got
Vegeta'd, you know what I mean? Because it's like, yo, he not a weak nigga.
Not at all.
He could pretty much take anybody else in that squad, like, easily. So for him to be the one that got to go up against fucking Omni-Man, nigga, on, it's just like, all right, bro. Like,
it was like, ah.
He got set up. It was fixed. Yeah. The fight was fixed.
Got his ass beat.
Don't kill me twice, my nigga.
Yeah, like, relax.
Relax. Like, one was enough. Like,
shit is crazy.
Let me see what else I did. Like, I mean, you heard the AKA, so Invincible versus Omni Man. You know what I mean? Oh, think, man. Mark. Think, Mark.
The whole like Ultramite reveal.
Yes, like, that was
we're
nice.
Conquerors, like we're not. High key to Goku.
Yeah,
except he didn't hit his head.
No,
and fucking forgot and got amnesia.
You know how I know Omni Man was moving different? When this nigga was smoking Invincible's boots, and he was like, nigga, what's another 17 years? I was like, whoa!
Whoa,
I'll make another kid, right, nigga. Man, fuck you, nigga. God, I was like, yo, this nigga's moving
he
different,
said,
son.
I love her, but like a pet. Yo. I was like, God damn. Like,
Amazon.
He was watching, nigga.
I was like, is this canon?
He was watching it.
I was like, yo, nigga, is
it
this
is
canon?
Because that nigga's the worst.
I was like, yo, what's up with this man,
that shit,
son?
That was fucking crazy.
That nigga was moving different,
another,
son.
Another favorite of mine's that I'll bring up is Titan.
Okay,
basically, like, a Luke Cage, Tombstone type of nigga. Like, if you ever read Spider-Man, you know that Tombstone always tricks Spider-Man to somehow work.
Come fuck
like,
with me.
Always be like, come fuck with me. Or I'm gonna make your life mad.
Yo, just
hard as fuck. Or you can make me run shit, and I can make sure everything is smooth.
And it's cool.
And like, I love Invincible because I've always, you always know Spider-Man's never really gonna work.
Facts.
He gets roped into shit sometimes, but he's also smart enough to be like, but in Invincible, like. Titan kind of don't give him an opportunity. It's kind of like, you either have to fuck with me or like, shit's
it's over, really nigga. Like, how much problems do you really want? Like, fuck with me or not?
His rise was pretty lit.
Yes. The only other thing before we jump into something else, going back to that Invincible and Omni-Man fight was, and that's probably one of the few times I was like, in recent memory, like shocked, was the part of the fight scene where they go to the train. And all those fucking people died. Like,
yeah,
I was like, yo.
I was like, oh my God.
Niggas had to animate this?
Yeah.
I was like, okay. How much did they? Yeah, I was like, yo, how much are you paying these niggas to do that, bro?
They sick.
Like, that is, honestly, all right. Okay. Okay. When it comes to, like, killing people, like, animating, I feel like you have to go to, like, a part of yourself that's dark. Okay,
that's so dark.
That's
and
very
the way
dark.
It happened, like just the holding someone.
Because as you guys know, like if you're doing it in like live action, it's a little different. You act it out, you move on to the next scene. You have to animate those frames, bro.
Yeah.
One at a time, bro. And then you gotta get the colorist to sit there and color in blood, flesh, bones, intestines. You gotta get people, like, there's people doing this, bro. Like,
niggas are sick.
That's a psych eval. Like, you can assign me of like, hey, so we need you to like show the insides animated of someone like literally being ripped in half. A whole train full of people. Bro, hey, what? I mean, yeah. Is there overtime? This, like, what? Like,
speaking of people being ripped in half. Abraham Lincoln comes back from the dead.
Yeah.
Sides that after the Guardians of the Globe got smoked up. Well, let's rewind a little bit before that.
Okay.
Let's talk about my favorite jailbound twins, smaller twins.
Yes.
Yeah. Who are both geniuses and clones and don't know who's the real one.
I think that's hilarious.
And I think that's the greatest trope.
Yes.
Because, like,
that's how it should be.
Their whole argument is it's like basically Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
But if there was, well, yeah, in Fall of X, there's four Mr. Sinisters. So, like, if there was two Mr. Sinisters and both of them thought they were the original.
Yes.
Because of how many times they've cloned themselves. So, it's hilarious to see their bickering, but also it's pretty cool to see that they're not fully
incompetent. Yeah. The niggas think they are. Like, the niggas are literal. For real.
And, like, then we go back to Robot being evil. He has a connection with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he knows that they have cloning technology. They know how to do cloning technology. Fucking a brain in a jar anymore.
This nigga's got the Pinocchio syndrome.
And he took my boy Rexplode's DNA, rightfully so, because he's the coolest nigga, and like made himself a body and then got in the body and then tried to trick these niggas to put them back in jail, but got called to go do something. Whatever. The Mahler twins basically also. Those sneaky genius ass niggas bring back Abraham Lincoln, the immortal. They bring back the.
That's immortal. A bad name, bro. You died.
Yeah, but they bring him back and they're trying to control him. But that nigga goes on a frenzy, breaks the shit. They're just like, hey, fuck it, whatever. He flies off to go fight Nolan, while Nolan is fighting an alien that Cecil let go to kill him. And Mark doesn't know. Mark's on the way. He sees his father fighting an alien.
He's like, I gotta help him.
Together. So now Mark is fighting the alien, and then Nolan's like, who the fuck is that? Abraham Lincoln, nigga. Slams into him. He's out back 4 score and 15 years ago. You killed the Guardians of the Globe, and I will emancipate the slaves right now. And then that nigga got ripped in half. And
yo, it was the not fair, nigga.
Shit.
Die once.
Hilariously enough, this is how I know the niggas who animate this shit is sick. He rips the nigga in half, blood hits his eyes, and his eyes get bloodshot red, like, because it's irritating
psych from the blood. Nigga.
I was like these niggas are sick. That is a sick detail.
Do you know, exactly, that's exactly where I was going. Like, do you know how much, like, how many times you probably watched that, like, just the rough draft animated and was like, no, we're missing something. It makes so much. His eyes are irritated. They're irritated. They're irritated by the blood.
You got some fucking
you guys got some fucking balls on you. Like, what?
Got demons. And then
thinking about it just from like a business perspective, you put this shit together and you sit down in an office with Amazon execs and show them this. Like, it's like,
you're hired. You're fucking hired. We love it.
What?
We need it.
What
we
the
need
fuck, bro?
15 seasons of this bitch. Yo. Hey, man, but that'll I'm grateful.
That'll be my only excuse going into this second season is if it's worse in terms of blood and gore, then I can understand why you niggas needed all that time, bro. Yeah. Like, if you come in, like, on some crazy shit, I get it.
Yeah.
Because there's no way, like, you're just going to have me on the clock just animating this type of shit. Like, episode after episode.
Crazier, man.
They have to. Not after that first season. They have to. Let me see what else I got for that.
Oh, another favorite character of mine is Darkblood.
Okay.
It's John Constantine, yeah, Hellboy.
Yeah, and definitely Hellboy too.
And goddamn riddles. And
I'd be so pissed off.
It was crazy because that nigga, his whole thing was, you you are such a great detective, bitch. Stop, get out my fucking business, nigga. Like, why are you that was my favorite part. Nigga that like, why know you, everything?
Why are you so smart? Why you be paying attention to shit?
Get out my fucking business, nigga. Like, yo, the nigga pulled up on Nolan and said, your costume. It was like, yo, get out yo, my fucking I'm, dick.
I'm nigga. Wearing my slacks today, nigga. Get out my fucking dick.
He said, let me see your costume, though. Nigga said,
yo, it's at home, son. It's at home. Why? I wear it every day, son. I wear it every day, son.
This is when I knew Cecil was doing whatever he had to do to protect the country. He sent that nigga Dark Blood back to hell, nigga. He said, nigga, you asked too many questions.
Yo, even before the hell, what made this shit funny? Was this nigga went to his crib and was talking to the wife, like, yo, what's up with your mans? she was like, what do you mean? Like, yo,
nah,
but,
he not with?
Yeah, he not. You don't think, come on, really? Like,
he
you don't
the
think
only
he's straight?
One, right? Like, he come back all beat up. When the last time you seen that nigga get fucked up?
Like,
who was there? Who beat him up?
Who could beat up Omni, man? Honestly. Honestly.
She was just like, wait.
She was like, that nigga did move a little weird.
She's like, I ain't see his costume, man.
He was like, yo, just go look. I ain't tell you to look.
He said, I'm not going to lie, right? I'm finna go in your closet, right? I'm finna look. I'm going to drop my book by mistake. Wink, wink. I'm going to drop my book by mistake. And then I'm finna dip. That nigga was three steps yo, ahead of everyone.
Yo, that nigga was a gaslight king, son. Because that nigga was king. Like, hey, I ain't tell you something's wrong with him. But put two and two together.
Well, I didn't say enough. Even when he was getting sent to hell, he was gaslighting Cecil. He was like, you're going to see, nigga.
He was like, hey.
Look, you said, I'm okay with going to hell, but y'all going to be with me soon. Tommy is finna do it to y'all, nigga. Don't worry about that one.
It's about to be hell on earth, nigga. Like, I ain't talking about my mom, nigga.
Get rid of all the good characters. They was like, these niggas are way too good. We got to get rid of them.
That nigga was like all the Scooby-Doo characters combined. Nigga. Yo, like that nigga was
it out.
Yo, with was, like nothing. With no crew. Yo, with no, exactly. With no breadcrumbs. That nigga just came. He literally came from hell and was just like, it's Omni.
Something weird, Omni. Y'all.
Nobody even asked him a question yet. He was like,
He said, real talk. Y'all think I'm man did this shit? Everybody was like, what the fuck? He's like, nah, but for real though.
He was like, yo, for real. Like, who could take Omni? Like, who could take Omni?
Everybody was like, that shit was amazing.
Nah, shout out to him for real.
Also, Dr. Sinclair, sick bitch.
Yes, yes.
That nigga turning niggas into cyborgs. Yo, should have never did Rick like that, man. Why did they do Rick like that, man? Ricky!
Yo, before you even continue, that just third eye open. What's up with niggas with the name Rick? Or it's just like they always in some shit. Ricky.
Always in some
Rick
bullshit.
On from Game of Thrones, nigga.
Rick
this nigga.
From
yo.
Walking Dead.
Yo. Always, son. In some yo, shit. Every don't
Rick.
Name your child Rick,
Rick from
son.
Rick and Morty.
Do not name your
shit.
Child Rick,
you
son.
Name your child Rick. He is some bullshit. Hey. Rick Fox tweeted about Jordy recently. Like, nigga, we can see you. Why Rick are you hollering?
Yo, stay away from the Ricks, bro. Rick. Nah. Something's not right with
Richard
the Ricks,
Nixon?
Son. Yo,
damn.
Third eye.
Yo, Ricks, you hollering.
Third eye, nigga.
But yo,
what?
Real talk.
Let me see what else I got for that.
William, a very great best friend.
That's true.
A great-ass best friend.
That's true.
Gay icon.
Yeah.
Legend. We love William. William is mad fucking brave, first of all, because William
braver than
went
me,
to
nigga.
Go get Rick, and I was not going to love
I was
Rick.
Not.
It
was, it's like, damn, maybe I should call someone.
Damn, nigga, Rick. Mark, help me. Mark.
I'd have been tweeting on Twitter like, that's crazy how they got him, son.
I hope the team can do something about my boy Rick, who got kidnapped.
So here's my thoughts to $200 dates.
So anyway. Yo,
dead ass.
Where the hoe's at?
Oh, shit.
But yeah, they fucked Dr. Sinclair up.
Yes.
But of course, Cecil, the evil bitch that he is, he gonna work with everybody he needs to work with, even if you're doing evil shit.
Yes, sir.
Like, he has to protect this
world. Yeah, that nigga's definitely an extremist. I had a random question, like, while watching it, and I'll bring it here. Who do you think gets beat up more? Nerds in the 80s and 90s, like, stereotypical in movies.
Mark by 100. Mark by 100. Mark by 100. Because you know the crazy part about even Krillin, right? Krillin gets killed more than Mark. Mark,
yo,
gets fucked up. This entire season, he be getting fucking washed.
All right.
And
so
the thing about Mark, even beyond that, he's gonna get fucking washed. But he's that nigga. Just know
who has a worse name based on their current reputation? Immortal or Invincible?
Well. Here's the thing about Immortal. You got mortality twice, nigga. You gotta give that name up. Just go back to Abraham Lincoln, nigga.
Yo, it's not working.
You gotta just pull it to Abraham and just fight
nigga. Just go by mortal, nigga.
Go by mortal, nigga.
You've been tested twice, nigga. Like, it didn't work.
Abraham kind of two times, nigga.
You gotta go by mortals, man. That shit's not that crazy. Shit's not working for you.
That nigga, yeah, but also Invincible. You're still invincible, but you should also add up an asterisk next to invincible.
Just in case.
Because just so niggas know they can beat your ass. Like, they can't really beat bad. Your ass.
Like, really fucking die, bad.
But you could be within an inch of your life.
So you're going to be hearing whispers from Cecil. They go,
so
like,
his name is still valid because he survives. But he be getting his ass fucking kicked.
Yo. Cleaning that costume, bro? That's some work.
Crazy.
All right. Would you rather be a Viltrumite or a Kryptonian?
Viltrumite. 100.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I pretty much agree because of the weakness of Kryptonite. And just off the strength that Viltrumites be wildin', son. Like, yeah. Them niggas don't give a fuck about nothing. The only thing that literally stopped Omni-Man was the power of love, nigga.
Like, yeah, literally. Literally love and literally. Family.
That's
the only thing that can stop him.
Damn. I guess you got to add Dominic Toretto to that list.
I think I'd rather be Dominic Toretto.
Hey.
Out of all three.
If family could stop Viltrumites, nigga.
Damn, Dominic Toretto is unstoppable.
We need to rename Dominic Toretto to Invincible, nigga.
Dominic Toretto needs to be called Invincible.
Hey,
he also
name change.
Needs to be called the Immortal.
Yeah. Name
the
change.
Immortal Invincible. We need to call them both.
Yo. Change that name, true. Son. True. You know what I mean?
True. Very true.
Oh, shit. Let me see.
Adam the Alien.
Yes. I fuck with him.
Great fucking character.
I fuck with him a lot. Adam the Alien. I fuck with him
a
lot.
And I'm very excited to see the upcoming season because they're going to dive more into his character. And I feel like you guys are going to really.
No, I fuck with him a lot. And I also like, speaking of like the voice actors thing from earlier, like, Seth Rogen is just going to be Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Like, he don't...
just himself.
I'm not changing my voice. No pitch difference. Nothing. I'm just going to give you Seth Rogen, and this character now just sounds like me. And that's it. And I enjoy that. Even his lines. I don't know if it was improvised or if they actually wrote those lines for him or whatever. It just sounded like a regular Seth Rogen, nigga. Like,
he was like, I don't mean to rain in a parade. That happens.
Y'all do that, right?
Y'all do that, right? Anyway, regardless. I'm like, yeah, of course, Seth Rogen.
Just fucking Seth Rogen. I fuck with that a lot. Let me see. What else do I have? Oh, technically, you can call... like, even though I did say I would be a Viltrumite over a Kryptonian, Viltrumites are basically, like, space gentrification, bro. Like, them niggas is...
they're basically Daxamites.
Yeah, like, them niggas is basically just superhuman white people. Like,
yeah. Oh, no, they're superhuman colonizers.
Like
galactic colonizers.
Exactly. Like that.
They're basically like, Saiyans.
These niggas are going around.
They are
different,
Saiyans. They're literally Saiyans.
These niggas literally going from planet to planet, like opening up fucking juice bars, selling kombucha.
Imagine if Frieza found some Viltrumites, nigga.
Hey, nigga. Like,
journey.
Listen.
He would rule the world. He would rule the galaxy.
One, he would rule for a very short time because you can't trust them niggas.
They would smoke him.
They would, once they realize, oh, nigga, you
would be like that Broly video.
Exactly.
He gets his ass whooped to death.
The first time he called one of them niggas a monkey, it was quiet, nigga.
Especially the black one.
Yeah, it was over, nigga. Like, that would have been a very short reign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me see what else I got. One thing I did find interesting, and I did save this for a while. Like I said in the beginning, I'm not super familiar with the comics. So I had not read it, but I did buy it. I'm eventually going to read it. Is I do know that they did some race switching with Amber.
Yeah, Amber.
Right? And for the most part, I can say up until now, because season two hasn't aired, she hasn't had like a super huge role. So it's not like a big fucking deal that she's black. But it's a big fucking deal to some fucking people that she's black. She does. She's not that big of a deal as a character currently, as far as I know.
A young relationship. Him trying to balance. Basically, like, that first. Okay, here's why I know niggas are racist and fucking weird. Because 100%. We've seen this multiple times.
Yes.
Mary Jane and Spider-Man. You get what I'm saying? Like, people have that young... I'm trying to balance Pepper Potts and Iron Man. Basically, Captain America when he was with Sharon.
Yes.
Nigga. People have to balance their newly found powers and being a hero with their relationships. And guess what? Newsflash, if you've ever been with a woman, you realize she's only nagging you because she fucking loves you and you're not paying attention to her, nigga. You're putting yourself in danger before her, and you're also lying to her about who you are and what you are.
And
so,
and to stack onto his point, one of the things that it doesn't bother me, because honestly, I don't care that she's black. Yeah. I just think it's interesting because I can't even put a year on when Invincible came out. I'm sure we can Google it, but I'm not going to Google it right now. But it's not like it's recent. It's been a while. It's been out for a little while. Don't you think society has changed a bit since this has come out and is normal for multiple races and kids to be in the same fucking school and to be attracted to each other? Do you think that it's just going to be a bunch of like one race people that all just... Why the fuck does it matter? And you're watching this in 2022, 2023, bro. Like,
say even if you don't care for it, if you don't like it. Who gives a fuck? It's a cartoon. It's not even fucking real. It's fiction, guys. We watch so much fiction.
It's different color ink.
We watch so much fiction. We see so much fiction. And then y'all get upset when two people y'all don't agree with being together are together. Or you even get upset that somebody switched races. That's not
even
real.
It's not even important to the character.
Here's the thing about race switching. Yes, I'm upset if niggas made Malcolm X white, but I'm not upset if they make Spider-Man black. I'm not upset if they... I'm not even upset if they made a black... Not even Black Lightning. If the next Static Shock, there's a younger Static Shock, and it's a white dude, I wouldn't be fucking tight.
But see, this is literally,
it's a fake character.
You're even proving my point even more because you're comparing Martin Luther King, Static Shock, Spider-Man, iconic figures with Amber.
<He's>
you see what I'm saying?
A person that
like
doesn't matter in the grand scheme.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
so
you're literally.
So I have to do that to get people to understand. But you can't understand that this is a minor character in a hero's
absolutely
journey,
useless, bro.
In the hero's journey story, that like, even if like, and even I know why niggas are even upset that Amber in the comic is annoying. So like, they're just like, oh, and she's a woman, and now she's black. What the hell? And like, you're a fucking loser, bro. Like, yo. It's a fake character that's minor to the plot. Like,
it is hilarious to me. Like, absolutely fucking hilarious to me. So as soon as I saw that shit, the first thing I had to do was I got to read comments. I got to. Because you know that's where they're going to be at. And obviously, I went on Amazon because, you know, this being a Prime show, you would get the ratings and like comments underneath. I mean, I'm pretty sure like, you know, there's more or whatever. So I went and I actually saved a couple. I'm going to read a couple for y'all. E Stringer. I don't know. I mean, I could say your name because you posted it. E Stringer says, sigh, this again. As usual, the SJW / woke propaganda. Mix this.
Oh man, you gotta use the Facebook brother voice. You gotta read it over the Facebook brother voice.
Brother E Stringer. Sigh. This again. As usual, the SJW / woke propaganda mixed in with what would otherwise would be a good show, not going to take much more wokeness to get me to drop the show. So tired of this garbage. Oh well, Go woke, go broke. Me and you. Meanwhile, there's a fucking second season, bro. So choke on that shit. Real comic book fans don't like this crap. Stop.
I think just he's wrong. Stop. This is a two comic book fans who have a podcast.
You're literally on a podcast.
Even, like, he don't even got a podcast.
Yo,
I'm sure.
Like, nobody will hear you, bro. Like, you'll die in silence. I'm sorry.
No,
like,
he's not. He's going to die as the face of the nigga crying.
That, oh, my like, God.
A black person. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. There's other black people in the show.
Yes.
So why is it woke that we change one character from white to black?
That's not even important, bro. Like,
here's the thing, though. That people like that would have been like, oh, yes, yeah, 100% many black people important in the story, brother. Why are they so important? Who we don't like, black Samson. Woke. Why couldn't he be white Samson?
Woke is literally just nigga with a condom, nigga. Yeah. Like, that's literally what it is.
It is nigga with a condom.
I gotta use that quote somewhere on this podcast. That might be the title of some shit.
It's
nigga with a condom, son. That's literally what woke means.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Brother Simon Williams, keep politics out of it. This series contains white shaming and white's all racist ideology. Where, nigga? Where? Honestly, where?
I thought this shit was about an alien who, like, was trying to take over the universe.
Where and, do you like, see that? Where is that?
At no point was I just like, yeah, you know what? That's so bugging for trying to get rid of
that
this
white
fucking
man?
White man, like, man. And that white man didn't even call himself white. He called himself a fucking Viltrumite.
Oh my
nigga.
God.
I think the problem with these white, like, anti-woke niggas, the red pill niggas, is that they look at the most powerful character that happens to be a white man and feel like that's them.
Exactly.
Newsflash. It's not you, nigga. That nigga's actually call himself an alien.
Yeah.
I thought you hated aliens.
Ain't you from
illegal.
This planet?
Don't
ain't
you
this,
hate illegal
you know
aliens?
I mean?
I thought that was like,
why are you trying to side with them?
And like now, like y'all think he looked like y'all. He's not y'all. He's not y'all.
And that was, mind you, what I just read to you was just his title. That wasn't even, God, that wasn't, that was not even his review. Firstly, I collected and read Invincible since its inception in 2003. I loved it and still do, so I know what I'm talking about. However, this animated series has taken a heavy left political view by shaming whites and calling them all racist. It's unacceptable that the creators are forcing this type of rubbish in their cartoons.
What episode did he? What series did he watch?
Was there like another episode that I? This is 8 episodes, and I didn't see any racism towards anyone.
What
honestly.
Series did
like,
he watch?
It's aliens fighting on Earth.
I feel like this whole shit was like white on white crime. And
yo,
then like when
we would just be a nosy. Like we just watching
like,
white people props.
I feel like if anything, if we want to call racism, Nolan, why you did that to Black Samson, man? What the hell, brother? Why you did that, man? That's fucked up.
I don't know what any of these people like.
They
if you just have white them. Guilt, just say you have white guilt,
yeah,
bro.
That is
like, because there's nothing in any of the. There wasn't even like an undertone for this type of shit, bro.
Nigga is bugging.
Like none of this shit. So yeah. So I'm gonna give y'all one more. Let me see which one should I choose. This comes from Rabu. The woke came for them. That was his title. This nigga's writing soliloquies, my nigga.
Haiku, nigga. The fuck?
Current far leftist politics are on full display. This is a great disappointment. The source material was hardcore take on superheroes and themes and storytelling. Characters appear to be swapped out. Race. It's one fucking character that's not. It's not. She's not even a superhero.
They said characters.
Characters.
Literally one
swapped
character.
Out. Sex swapped for political leftism. A sadness. This could have been something, but by episode 3, you can see the garbage spew and spew and spew. Bro, what are these niggas talking about, son?
They're just racist.
Like, if you just want to be racist, just be racist.
I don't even have
but
any
none
more
of this,
words.
These reviews don't make. What show were these niggas watching?
They're watching
son?
A different show.
Yo, like,
the hate goggles came on son. The second they seen a black hand.
Oh, fuck! Here we
they
go
said,
again.
Oh my god, this is wild.
Bro.
She didn't even say nothing. They just
she
see
just
it on
said,
the screen.
She just
said, "Hey, Mark."
She didn't even, like, she didn't even say that. Fucking... She just came on screen and said, and they were like, oh, fuck.
It's like, all this fucking God.
The Democrats at it again.
The liberal woke have infiltrated our comic books, brother. We cannot stop them. Yo, fuck them.
I was like, yo, bro, what are you fucking talking about, son?
These idiots, bro.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like that was, that was, let me see. What else do I have? Nah, honestly, it was just that. Honestly, I just had to highlight the,
yeah, because
the
that,
comic wokeness.
But here's the, and that's the funny part about like comic gatekeeping, right? Because like there's a side of comic gatekeeping that's like, this is from a place of knowledge.
Yes.
That it's not like to degrade you, but it's to tell you that you're saying this and that's actually not.
Right.
Is the comic gatekeeping like when, you know, we let people, one thing I'll say about like us specifically and like people like us, like we let people have their fun. People shit on Batman and Superman all the time. Like, you know
I shit
saying?
On Superman all the fucking time.
I shit on Superman. But like people shit on Batman kind of crazy all the time. And like, you know, Dennis and I could hop in any conversation and shut it down with like, tell him to read this.
But for me, a funny joke is a funny joke.
Funny is funny, right?
Like, and have fun.
You can tell the difference between someone who's just like joshing and then someone who's dead ass. And then like in those moments, I feel like the gatekeeping to step in makes sense. Like things like I see a character that used to be white is black, or I seen a character that used to be male is female. If that sets you off and your thought process is I read the original comic and it was like this, so that's why I don't like it, and it's not because I'm sexist or racist or I'm a bigot. Like, nigga, you need to go to therapy. You are confused.
Yes.
Because you are a bigot. It's very obvious that like if a small change like that, like, and we don't even have to call it a small change, if a change like that in general worries you and scares you to the point where you're trying to berate the whole shit and trying to get people to stop watching it. Like, you're way too invested in whatever is happening. And I can promise you, you're not part of the writer's family.
Nope.
You're not part of the writer's group.
Nope.
You're not a friend of the family.
Nope.
They don't know you. They've never sent you a check. You've probably never made money from them. Like, you, like, and you are going so hard where I'm sure you could look up a clip of the creator being like, that chain's fine.
Yo, I want to, like, the whole time you were talking about that, I would say one thing. When it comes to source material, I am usually on the side of keeping the source material because, I mean, that's how it became popular, is because of the source material. Where I draw the line in source material is if it affects the character in some real way.
Fact.
So, like, if Black Panther became a white guy, that affects the character because it literally...
change.
It's literally part of his character that a black king is literally running a black centered like country where it's literally about black people thriving. So
bro,
that is central to the character.
I'm gonna say it.
Amber is not central regardless. She could have been Latina, my nigga. Fucking matter.
I'm gonna
son.
Say something. This might ruffle some feathers. Keep the Fantastic Four white.
I'm
like,
exactly.
It's like one of those things that like I feel like
that doesn't even ruffle
if
feathers.
They
to
did
me.
Like gender benders or even like a change of race, like
they tried
Ben
it.
Grimm
change it back.
Ben Grimm has to be a Jewish.
Yes,
like you know what I'm saying.
100%.
Like, Reed Richards doesn't have to be white, but I prefer him to be white. Johnny Storm, I prefer him also to be white. Like, here's the thing: there's also some gender changes that I mean, race changes that we don't like, and it's not because of the race change; it's because of the writing.
Yeah.
We don't like Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm because they wrote that horribly.
That was terrible.
You get what I'm saying? So it's not like a racial thing where we're just like, oh man, when I say keep Johnny Storm white, I'm more talking about keep him white because dry-ass writing more works for things like that.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? You can have like, and even dry-ass writing will get me tight with Johnny Storm because Johnny Storm's a funny, confident nigga. So you make him like some emo, like quiet, soft-spoken dude. Like, who the fuck is this?
It goes against
his
character.
Fire.
Exactly.
So, like you said, if it's a character flaw, on top of we change this character, That's the problem. But it's exactly. more the character flaw than it is the change of the character.
Just like when you brought up earlier with like Spider-Man. And I felt like that was answered by Stan Lee millions of years ago, where it's like, Spider-Man is just the person that does the good, right thing.
It's literally the symbol.
It's
the same thing with Superman.
Anybody can wear the fucking mask. You don't know who's under there because it's just about being a good person, and anyone can be a good person.
Yeah.
That's literally the essence of fucking Spider-Man. Is doing
Spider-Man, Nightcrawler, Spider-Man.
You know what I mean?
Literally. Well, y'all not yelling about that.
You know what I mean? Like, it literally is just a person being good. Yeah. So, it isn't his race doesn't matter to his character because it's not essential. It's about him as a person.
And Amber is literally still the same character. It's actually, the same person. She might be a little bit more likable in the show than she is in the comics.
So for me, like for someone like Amber, is like, bro, like she, when this nigga Omni-Man is putting the beating the brakes off of fucking Invincible, I'm not thinking like, oh my god, his black girlfriend, like. I'm not fucking thinking that, bro.
Oh, brother, I can't watch the scene. I keep thinking about Amber being black. Turn it off. I can't support the show, bro.
It's like, wait, what the... Bro, what? I don't give a fuck. Like,
niggas are weird, and they want to be weird.
On purpose, yes. These niggas are the toxic niggas that we talk about on this podcast, on like the regular podcast, on these video joints. Like, we talk about these people where it's like, you're the problem.
Yeah.
You're the fucking problem. This is why when people... And what pisses me off is... You guys are like the majority because people hear you guys the most. So when they think about comics, they think about you guys. They don't think about like cool niggas.
They don't think about us.
Exactly. They don't think about us. They think about y'all niggas and y'all fuck it up for everybody else.
So
and
it's like, you don't even know y'all.
Exactly. Until like we become the fucking majority and you niggas are the weird ones to everyone else.
I mean, you guys are already the weird ones.
Yeah, you
guys
are weird,
won that award already.
Yeah.
But like,
that's a genie you could have forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a lifetime award.
You gotta just add that just, every year.
Just. You again, like
you won again annually every year.
Speech, no, not really. Like,
nah, we don't give you that opportunity.
Yeah, but aside from that, honestly, like, that's it for me.
I'm excited for season two.
I am super excited for season two. I understand, like, just as an artist, like, people that care about their work, and they said that season three won't take nearly as long. So, to me, that means they're probably working on both at the same time, they're probably closer to finishing season three. But I did hear that we get up to about, they plan to at least like season 8 or something like that. I don't know. Like, I mean, it's possible for them to finish like as thick as those books are. Like 8 seasons and that's like 3 books. That's
just
probably like.
Ready for major time scales.
But yeah, there are probably going to be a lot of those. But yeah, other than that, like I'm excited for it. Art-wise, as just an artist, I'm excited for that, for the animation shit. Aside from that, me not reading the books and it's just something I can go into like with just fresh eyes and enjoy. I'm excited for that just to every week. I don't know what's going to happen next type
I
of shit.
I will say that galactic link up between Alan the Alien and Mark told him that Viltrumites will pull up because
yeah,
Mark is the Viltrumite. So we're going to see some.
I can't wait.
Also, rumor alert that I would
be word on the curve.
Very excited if they would do this. But if you do read Invincible, there is a tie-in. They have a random like crossover between him and Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I have heard
this is possible.
It might be an Easter egg. They might show a little something.
This is possible.
And it could happen.
It could happen. Because Amazon does have the rights to certain Spider-Man properties to put that. Like, I think Silk is supposed to show up on there. Like, they got a couple. Hey, so it's possible.
It's possible that it's possible. Might,
that's
might
nice.
Be able to see a little.
That'd be go, that little would go crazy.
That would go very crazy.
That would go very fucking crazy.
That's all I have to say. I'm very excited for
that. Yeah, honestly, that's all I got to, like, wrap this. So, we just wanted to put something out because I've been thinking about it for a while. It's like, yo, like, we never did, like, a live Invincible because that shit was too good. Like I didn't know how to like split that up versus do episodes and like figure that shit out. So now that it's done, it's been a while, it's getting ready to come back. This was like the perfect time to like talk to y'all about that shit. Cause if you're listening to this, that means you're probably hype. I know this nigga's hype and I'm definitely fucking hype. So yeah. That's pretty much all we wanted to talk about. But, you know, if you guys got something, like, hit us up in the comments. You know what I mean? Leave a little note. If you can see the video for this and you're on Patreon, you know, hit niggas up. Say, give us your opinion. You know what I mean? You got anything before we wrap?
Nah, I'm just excited.
So yeah, as you guys know, this has been another issue of the Mighty MetaHumans podcast, providing you with that high quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. Just like I said, you know what I mean? If you're hearing this and you on Spotify or Apple or Google or whatever it is that you use, that's cool. We appreciate you listening to us. But if you want to step that shit up, yeah, you know what I mean? You want to see these niggas? We got the Fro Bros right now, you know what I mean? Like double poofed up. We rock rough and stuff with our Afro puffs, nigga.
Real shit.
You know what I mean?
The Marla twins, but in black.
Yo, hey.
But we both the
original. Yeah, we both. Ooh, original men. Third eye again, nigga. Yeah, so like if you fuck with us, you know what I mean? Sign up to the Patreon, Gene Lantern, Dennis Plus, you know what I mean? You get them extra episodes, you get the Night Deviant podcast. You gonna get a couple more podcasts? I ain't gonna tell you too much about that. You can find me on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can find my shit on Etsy. If you invincible and you want to get this nigga a card, because that nigga be getting fucked up. And he need a card. Yeah.
My bad. I can't help.
Ouch. That looked like it hurt. Like, yo, you
still,
get some card?
Still invincible, bro.
You good?
You
all right? You know what I mean? I'm actually make that you good card for real.
Yeah, you good.
I mean, if you need a you good card. Yeah, like, yo.
You open it.
You good, my nigga? Like, if you need like my nigga from hell, you need one of them cars, a sneaky nigga car. Dark. Yeah, know what I mean? Like, yo, don't trust that nigga.
What's up with your man?
Yo, yeah, exactly.
Nah, but for real, what's up with him?
With just like eye emojis on that side, like, yo, what's up with that nigga, son? Like pointing at him and shit. you can find my cars on Etsy. That's Art by Den, DENN. Yes. You know what I mean? You can find my son Colton.
Colton Show __ Colton and then Show. Everything. Colton Show, Instagram. Got the website, thecultureshow.com.
Yes, sir.
C-O-N.
Support them. You know what I mean? Twitch, all that shit. Send us on, bro. Give us a quote.
Think! Green Lanterns. Think!
Well, who said it?
Nolan, nigga.
Yo, we out.